You are now listening to Ride With Me, the Flatirony Podcast.
Welcome to Ride With Me, episode 45. Today is April 3rd, 2021, Autism Awareness Month, if I'm correct.
Yep.
Today on the podcast, I have my cousin Sylvia, who I've known my entire life, but lost touch with them due to the fact that we were never around family. And I think I've mentioned that before in the past, that my mom was never big on family, which is why I feel that I'm like distanced from my wife's family, because they're so close to each other, and it drives me crazy.
Because you're not used to it.
Because I'm not used to it. At first, I felt like that's what I wanted. And then I'm like, this is a little too much. But back in like a month ago, we went to Adelanto for a baby shower, and it was a different environment. Like I told the wife the next day, it felt like it was like I want to go again, because I got the one-on-one with her cousins. We were bullshit, and you know, like I was talking to one, and then another conversation would come up, and I would go talk to another one, like that one-on-one. And I don't see that a lot over here. But I saw it over there. I told my wife, I don't mind renting cars multiple times to go and drive back to Adelanto, because they made us feel welcome. And
oh, okay.
It was cool. It was a good as much as I hate baby showers, it was
with all the games.
Yeah. My wife won like two of the contests. Well,
baby showers aren't really, I mean, growing up you go to baby showers, it's mostly women. Females, you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah, but now I think because a lot of them, they do feel left out. You know what I mean? Some guys do feel left out. Like, well, why does she get all that? I'm going to help raise the child as well.
Yeah, it was cool. I mean, her uncle was there. Her uncle, she is so close with her uncle. She is more close to her uncles than she is her aunts. I mean, she loves her aunts, and I think she's more close to her uncles than all her siblings are. So, you know, her uncle pulls up and he sees her. He sees everybody, but he sees her, and he goes and says hi to me, to her first. Like, he sees me and he shoves me out of the way, and he goes straight to her, and he gives her a hug, and he hasn't seen her in a long time. And then he checks me. He goes, hey, the last time you came to Adelanto, was I rude to you? No. Was I mean to you? I'm like, you did help me. You did make me put a gun together, which was freaking scary, but no, that you didn't you didn't scare me off.
You're like, was this a test to scare me, or was this just a test to let me know that I know my way around a gun?
Right. So he was like no, it's like, you guys haven't come by since. And I was like, oh, you know, financially we're a little better now, that's why we rented a car. And you know, we came, I didn't hesitate to say no. And he goes, all right, cool. And so we're probably planning on making more trips out there. They have a
oh, so he thought you, like, he offended you or
no,
in some
he thought
way.
He thought he scared me
or scared you. Oh.
Yeah, but they're the kind of people that I feel I can be myself, because around out here, around certain people, if I make a certain joke, people get offended.
They don't get it.
And yeah, they'll get offended, or it's like, you know, over there, who her uncle is kind of scary, and I managed to call him a monster, and he laughed. They were talking about something, and I guess he deprived one of the cousins of about something or whatever, and I just went, "You're a monster," you know. I busted the cookie gingerbread man monster comment on him, and he turned around and he laughed at me, and it looks like, you're lucky you're married to my wedda. I'm like, okay, whoo, whoo, you know.
If somebody else would have been whoo.
Yeah, but again, back in the day, I mean, we lost touch. I mean, the only time we ever hung out with you guys was the time that we lived with my grandmother, when we were taken away with the social services. Got to live with my grandma for about a year or two. And that's when we would see you,
yeah,
Richard.
Yeah, because that's when she would watch us. I remember, like, I think, trying to remember. I remember there's a few times where I remember in high school I would go and drop, like, the kids off there because I had basketball practice. But yeah. I do remember, like, I like the times that we would get in trouble because Belon or Albert would totally not want to listen, or he would be mean to us, and then we didn't want to play with them. We're like, well, fine then, we won't play with you because you don't want to like behave or at least go along with what we're doing. And then he would go tell my Nina, your grandma, and then we'd get yelled at because we didn't play with him. And it's like, he was the one being mean to us.
Really quick, for those of you that obviously you can't see the podcast, it's not video recorded, but just letting you guys know, Sylvia and I are related. Look at your look at your sweater. Look at your sweater. Look at my shirt. Dallas Cowboys, baby. No, I remember you being like the, you know, like, it's funny because now here Nick is the oldest, and the next oldest is 12, and then after that is like 7 or 8. So now Nick is like the cooler, older cousin that doesn't want to be around anyone. So I remember you as that. You were the cooler, older cousin that didn't deal with us little kids. I remember this one video that my grandma or grandpa took of us when it was like Danny's third birthday party, maybe. And you're playing like Janet Jackson in the background.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And like New Kids on the Block.
Fun fact, my brothers were the two younger ones were named after the New Kids on the Block.
Are you serious?
Daniel's probably gonna kill me.
Oops.
No, Daniel was because there was a kid in my class named Daniel Joseph.
Right.
And my mom liked it. And then coincidentally, New Kids on the Block has a member.
Yeah.
Named Danny, but Jonathan was because the youngest one, and she's like, okay, but I like Matthew. I was like, okay, we'll name them both of those.
Yeah, you
so
guys.
So I feel bad for him because his name is so long. You know, you're in school, kindergarten, you have to start, and you have to write. They make you write all of your name, first, middle, and last name.
Yeah.
So Jonathan, and then his Matthew, and then the last. I was like, I'm sorry.
That's funny. I didn't know that. But when we lived, when we lived at my grandma's house for that little bit of time, you guys actually just lived a few blocks over. So I remember like almost every weekend, like, hey, can I go spend a night at Richard's house? And then your mom never said no. My grandma would always say, just be in your best behavior. And I don't have a lot of memories, but I do have some. And I remember we would spend a night. I think you guys had that. At Richard's room, that bed that had that bottom one that pulled out from the bottom.
Oh, yeah, the day bed with the trundle. Bed.
I remember that was my bed all the time. You guys had that little tiny backyard. The backyard kind of faced like the back of where the Kmart used to be at. That's now a Smart and
Final. Yeah, we, instead of going all the way around to the liquor store, we used to like jump the fence. Yeah, lucky that on the other side there was like a ledge so we can hop and use that. Because if not, I would have never got over.
That, you know that tree you guys had in the front yard? They knocked it down. It's not there anymore.
Yeah.
I was like,
I remember that.
Don't you just hate new owners?
You know, I want to remember who. I think we did it.
Oh, you guys did it?
I want to say it was my mom. I think it was Herman, that like the one that my mom's one of the boyfriends that she was with.
Yeah.
I think because it was dead.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know what I mean? It wasn't even like growing any leaves. I want to say that it was. I could be wrong, but.
Because I
noticed the older I get. Memories start fading away.
Right?
If someone says something, then it'll trigger it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like, just to I used to remember everything. Like, oh yeah, this. And now I'm like, I need to start having like a book journal with me, and then just start writing things that I remember
or
on my own.
Start your own podcast. I think one day. So. My custody paperwork says that I have to drive the kids over to their mom. So I would pick them up. Well, obviously they live with me, but I would drive them over to Oxnard. And then, so one day we got there like an hour early. So I told them, let me show you guys where Dad grew up. So I drove them to the Colonia. They weren't impressed.
We can't wear this in the Colonia.
No.
There's no way you can wear that.
That's why I moved to La Puente. You moved to Lancaster.
Even when I lived in San Francisco, Oh, I remember one time getting like chased to my house. I was on the block and the guy, I was walking down the street and I had my cowboy jacket on. Okay, in the Bay Area, I'm freaking wearing a cowboy jacket. And yeah, I remember like running and Marco was like, what's wrong? And I was like, because I was running from the bus stop. I'm like, I had my, he's like, could you have that goddamn cowboy jacket on? You're here. And the guys had like Niner jerseys on. I was like, fuck.
Like when I was in high school, I had a shirt similar to the one I'm wearing right now, and I was in Winnemi High School, and you definitely do not wear cowboy shirts at Winnemi High School, especially back in those days. I remember five guys came up to me and said, I'm like, hey, dude, I'm not going to take it off. I mean, one, I'm chubby. I'm not going to show my panza, you know? So...
Especially in high school, everybody's so self-conscious of like how you look. And then you look back. Have you seen that meme where it says, I wish I was fat back then the way I was fat instead of like fat now or something like that? Because you're like, I wasn't even that big then. And I'm here complaining.
Yeah. I ended up getting home with a tore up t-shirt. They jumped me. And I mean... I never gave up. But so I ended up driving him through La Colonia, and then I ended up driving him down Jackson, where is where my grandma lived in that house. And the two pine trees out in the front were gone.
Oh, I remember those.
Those that was gone. It was a two-story house now, and I was like,
really?
Yeah.
I haven't gone down that street in a long time.
Yeah, like I said, it was a two-story house, and then like two, three houses later up the road, I told him, like, you see this house right here? Yeah. You guys know the little logo on the buckets, like the little logo of the little girl falling into the bucket? And they're like, yeah, we've seen those buckets. I'm like, well, the little girl that drowned that kind of gave that logo to the buckets lived right here. And they're like, oh, no way. Yeah, so, I mean, not that it's a... fun fact or anything, but it is that little girl is actually buried next to my uncle, like a couple of stone tombstones next to my uncle at the cemetery.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's like she was a little girl, obviously.
I don't remember that. Year was that?
This was back in late 80s, maybe. I'm gonna say around the time that Chacho passed away.
Oh okay.
So it's, yeah, I mean, I only remember because I heard the story about the bucket and the little girl. So every time we went to go clean Chacho's grave, oh, the little girl's a couple graves down or whatever. So that little history, I guess, I showed him. And then we went down other streets or whatever, and we drove by your guys' old house, and like, hey, the tree's gone, what the hell?
Yeah,
I don't know what it is with me and trees, man. I don't climb them, but I like them.
You need to go. You need to go visit Yosemite and all those national parks with the with all the forests.
Well, like I said last month, we went to Adelanto, and I'm seeing all these trees. They look like the Joshua trees. I'm like, okay, I gotta focus on the road because I'm driving, because all it is a freaking road, desert road. And
if you don't pay attention, you're like, oops.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I said, they weren't very impressed with La Colonia. I mean, neither would I. And so that was that.
Would you take him down like Cooper's Road?
I took him down. I took him down Cooper, and I took him down Frank. I showed him where Frank Junior High is at. Obviously, I went to that school, and then I showed him like the house that I lived in for a while, or what other house we lived in, and where my mom's car got stolen.
I remember my nana lived down Morris Avenue. I think
Morris,
it was.
Which is right there, like a couple blocks from
it
where
it was Morris.
Yeah,
I think. And
go ahead.
What's that church right there on that? Is it
La Gloria? La Gloria.
It's Guadalupe. It's like a. Guadalupe. It was Guadalupe in a older part.
It's a Guadalupe. If it's Guadalupe, it's on Colonia and Juanita.
It's like on the main road.
Or where, it's on Cooper and like Roosevelt, and it's like one church that always gave food on Wednesdays. Like
it's like chili, it's like beans. A peach color.
Yes, it's on
and
Cooper.
It's like, and it's on the same street where I think it's that elementary school. And then it was the dog that my mom used to take.
Ramona.
Yes, I remember going down that street with my Nina, and I remember it was for Lent, and it was like, you know, the signs of the cross.
Yeah,
and I remember she was like, because she used to watch me, my, you know what I mean, she was my sitter for like a long time. And I remember being down there, down that street, and they had the what is it, the Romans, like the ones that play
the reenactment.
And I remember them getting like the whip is squashed. I was like, getting all scared. I'm like, no, it's not real.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but it looks real.
And when you say you're Nina, you mean my grandma.
Your grandma, yeah. She's my Nina.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I remember those reenactments. Like I said, it's like Hayes, Garfield, Roosevelt, Moore. I think they're all like president's names on those streets.
Yeah, and, yeah. It was crazy.
I grew up and we spent a lot of time in that house that's behind La Paloma restaurant. Shout out to the Paloma restaurant. Give you guys an advertisement. I want my money. Send me a check, please. We grew up in the house that's right behind La Paloma. That has this really huge property, and the house is like way in the back. I don't know if it's like that now, but we grew up there. My mom got her car stolen at that corner. That back then, those corners on Hayes, one of them's like a car insurance now. The other one's like a little market. Those used to be nightclubs. Oh, okay. There was always freaking shootings there. And then, I told the boys, I went to this school twice. Once it was called Juanita, and then it was called Cesar Chavez. And they're like, oh, damn, dad. And then Cesar Chavez Elementary now has like the statue of Cesar Chavez head. Around the base of the statue, there's a bunch of like handprints on tile. I made one of those handprints, and my handprint will forever be on that Cesar Chavez statue.
That's pretty cool.
Do I remember which one it is? No.
Nope.
But it's on there.
It's on there.
I remember making it, so I know it's there. Or
that's pretty cool.
20 years later, whatever. Mr. Martinez, yeah, no, yours didn't make the cut. Oh, man.
Like, damn it.
My bad. I've been saying.
Now well, you tell me.
It's not, yeah, right?
Kept a secret.
Shit, I was sending tourists over there to that statue. You know, hey, we heard on the Flat Tire Andy podcast that his handprint's right here somewhere. Oh, he lied. But yeah, no, after we left my your Nina's house, my grandma's house, and we went to go back to live with my mom, I don't know why. She just never kept in touch with family. And then I think I never saw you again up until I bumped into you as an adult after I was already on my own. But Richard, your brother Richard, who's my cousin / compadre now, don't have any more kids, Richard. I can't be your Ninos all the time, man. yes, I am godfather to both of his kids. And I think my wife has some gifts that we haven't taken to her yet, to Gracie yet, but we'll get on there. And so I remember for some reason the junior high that I was supposed to go to was closed. I think they were remodeling the one on Hill, I think it's called, the one on Hill. And anyways, it doesn't matter. But that's,
one on Hill. Haydock?
Haydock. That's
because I went to Haydock, but now it's not even Haydock anymore.
No,
it's like
they changed it, some racist name or whatever. So they changed the name because it was
We were Haydock Warriors.
So I was supposed to go to that school, but because it was closed around that time for a remodel, I had to go to the Frank Junior High in La Colonia.
Okay.
There I go back to La Colonia. And I remember getting on the there's a bus that picks you guys up at La Kamala Elementary or at that park. Get there, and it'll take you to school. I remember getting on that bus and being picked on by all these older kids and stuff. And all of a sudden, like this cholo-looking guy comes up and says, hey, don't make fun of my cousin. Leave my cousin alone. And I was like, I don't know who this guy is, but fuck it. We're cousins. I didn't.
I'll roll with it.
She's like, okay, cool. All right, cousin. What's up, man? I didn't know that was Richard at the time. When he recognized me off the bat. I guess I have that kind of face.
We always said that you always look like
Don't say Peter Griffin. Please don't say Peter Griffin.
No. When you were younger,
yeah,
you looked like, what's his name? The one, Elijah Woods.
Oh,
your eyes.
I heard that a lot.
Your eyes. Like, that's why I go, I have a cousin. I go, it's not the actor, but he looks like he could pass for a stunt double if he could,
right?
If he wanted to, because you guys had the same thing. Hi, bud.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember the Elijah Woods. I've always followed Elijah Woods. Oh, is that the husband?
No, that's Noah. He has a cut. He needed a Band-Aid.
Yeah,
Destin asked me.
No Fortnite, Noah. Not right now, buddy. I'm podcasting. he sends me invites like there's no tomorrow. And So yeah,
he thinks it's JoJo. That's why I'm playing. He goes, I'm like, well, it's his dad. He goes, no, because sometimes JoJo uses his dad's account, so that's what I'm checking
to level me up.
So if he doesn't get back to me, I know it's not him.
Yeah,
I was like, okay.
So after the first one, Noah, stop sending requests because it's not him.
So I'm like, maybe you need to stop.
I told my son today. I'm like, mijo, I'm gonna ask Sylvia if Noah's ever complained that you yell at him, because if you do, it's not going to be a nice conversation with you. And he's like, no, Dad, no. Because my other son, Nick, checks him. Like, hey, you're being too rough with them. Relax. So
I know. I hear him say, I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, that's not nice to say. And he just looks at me like, Mom, you don't understand. I was like, I was a kid once. I wasn't born an adult.
Yeah, Mom.
I know.
I'm thinking of my homies right now, Mom. Enough. Man.
I know.
You're embarrassing me.
Mom. I know. He gets all mad. I'm like, let's go out for a walk. Mom, what if like JoJo and my friends log on? I was like, it's a Saturday. I'm pretty sure they're out doing stuff with their family if they haven't logged on yet. Let's go.
That's funny. But yeah, no, again, back to the story. Yeah, no, like I said, I didn't recognize Richard. He recognized me off the top and off the back, I mean, off the bat. And yeah, he defended me that day, but I never rode the bus again. One day, I walked my ass from Channel Islands and J Street all the way to Frank Junior High.
Oh,
I walked
crap.
My ass to school. I did not want to get on that bus. It was
I don't like to send Christopher on a bus.
That was a nice little walk.
But, yeah, you know what? Back in the day, I remember walking from my house. It was with my best friend, Lizette. And, you know, back then you can walk. Your parents would let you. You know what I mean? It was no big deal.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Yeah, be careful. You know what I mean? But it wasn't like now where it's like, oh, no, I'm going to take you to school. I mean, our school is like a minute drive down, but I still, or 6 minute walk.
Yeah.
But I still take them.
No, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's crazy. Yeah. Like, I remember walking from my house to the Esplanade.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell the kids all the time, like, you guys are freaking spoiled that Mom takes you to school. Mom, Dad, our school's in a different city, which it is. If they were to walk to school,
over there,
they would have to cross over the 10 freeway to, you know, they would like, yeah, do you want us walking on the 605? I mean, I'm like, well, back in my days, I used to freaking walk from Santa Clara Church all the way to Curran Elementary, which wasn't a nice walk. Second, we walked by a creepy ass abandoned hospital. Three, we walked barefooted in the snow. And Dad, oh, God, Dad, really? Really? Alexa, when's the last time it snowed in Oxnard? Last time Oxnard record. Yeah, three.
1920s. I remember someone posted it. I was like, dang.
Yeah, my kids are like, really, Dad? You walked in the snow? Then you're probably over 100 years old by now. I'm like, fuck. Okay, fucking Alexa.
I know. Noah, he goes, Mom, back in the 80s where there's toilets? Like, well, what 80s are you talking about? Because in the 1980s, yes. I'm like, do you mean the 1880s or the 1980s?
Oh. He
goes, the 1980s? I was like, oh, Lord.
A while back, because my mother-in-law wants to redo the house, right? She wants to redo the house. And the kids are like, Dad, can we get a basement? Because I thought about a basement for the podcast where it's quieter. And I was messing around. And then I'm like, reality is the city's not going to approve it. So the boys are like, again, with the whole basement idea. I'm like, dude, they're not going to give us a basement. They're not going to approve a basement because there are no tornadoes in California. Oh, Alexa proved me wrong. Alexa, when's the last time there's been a tornado? And the last time a tornado record was in blah, blah, blah. Like literally like 2 weeks before I made that comment. I'm like, fuck. All right. I lose. I can't win with Alexa. Forget it. Unplug the bitch and let's get rid of it. Oh, man. But yeah, no, like I said, back when family, I saw once, like I said, once I was out on my own and I was living at a little cheapy hotel, I bumped into Richard again. And this time he was already married and, you know, an adult. And he recognized me again. It was going on, primo. But this time I didn't recognize him again because high school Richard was not adult Richard. I'm like, oh, damn. And then I think one day you came to visit. And after that, that's when we all kind of kept in touch.
Yeah.
After that, Richard invited us to my future godson's baby shower. We went, you were there, and I think your mom was there and your dad were there, and it's like a whole family reunion all over again.
Oh, I think that's the one that we threw for them.
Bubbling Springs, I believe.
No, I didn't go to that one.
Oh, no, I think you did the Gracie one at the park over there by Crystal McAuliffe Elementary.
Was it for Gracie?
I believe so. I know there was a big, I know I went to.
No, I think it, because I think I was pregnant at the same time.
Yeah, because I went to obviously both baby showers, and one of them they invited us. It was like a Dodger theme baby shower
at Bubbling Springs. Yeah, that was with Little Richard.
Little Richard.
No, so it was, yeah, because we threw one for Little Richard him too.
And I went to that one. But that was at Bubbling Springs.
What park was that?
Bubbling Springs.
No, not to that one. I didn't go to that one because I think that was just mostly her family.
I might have been okay. Then I might be confusing the events, but yeah. And the one we went to, the one that you hosted, was at a Sierra something over there by Crystal McAuliffe Elementary. And again, like I said, yes, your dad was there. I think your mom were there. And it, like I said, it was all like family again. It's like
even Andres was there.
He came from El Paso. That's right. He came from El Paso.
Oh man, when he used to spend the night, you could not sleep. He used to wake us up like, "What's that noise?" with his roncando.
Freaking Ed. Yeah, the memory I have of him, my cousin Andres, is that when we lived in my grandma's house, he would pick me up to dunk the basketball on the basketball hoop.
Oh, I do, because he was so tall. Like, yeah. Why are we that tall?
He still is. He's still tall. And
I know.
We kept in touch. We, you know, obviously, you know, now our kids are playing with each other. They're playing Fortnite. And actually my son asked, "Hey, can we go visit them someday? Maybe after the pandemic we can swing by." He goes, "Dad, we already had the virus. We're not going to give it to no one." I'm like, "Okay, but does it mean that they're okay with it?"
It's not like the chicken pox.
Yeah. And he's like he plays with Noah a lot. They're always playing. He's like, we don't even have to ask him anymore who he's playing with. He's Noah. And
Because it started off with Daniel. Oh, because Mia had cleaned out her closet and she had found like all these toys that she's like Disney princess, all the stuff that Mia's not into. So I take pictures of him and I send them to Richard. I'm like, "Hey, is Gracie into these?"
Yeah.
So then he looks at it and he's like, "Oh, and what about these?" He's like, "Hold on, let me show her." He's like, "Yeah, she likes them." She goes, "She says she wants all of it." I was like, "Okay, we'll send all of it to her." It was like, it was like a Disney like lamp and radio. And so my mom and Daniel were up here and then they took it down. So then Richard went to go pick them up. And then Daniel mentioned something about, Noah playing Fortnite. And he's like, "Oh, little Richard plays Fortnite." He's like, "Oh yeah, text." Yep. You know what I mean? So I think Richard texts me or I text him asking him. So we exchanged their information. So then they logged on and then they started playing. And then little Richard's like, "Oh, I'm going to invite my cousin." So I saw like, it was little Ray, his I think it's Davina's brother's son. Yeah. And then he goes, "So that's like the only cousin." And then he was like, "Oh, he invited his other cousin." I was like, "Oh, okay. You know, when you're small, even though cousin, you're second, everyone's cousins. Or everybody's cousins." And then I saw the name and I guess he was under your.
Yeah.
And it said Flat, I heard Flat Tire Annie. And I was like, "Wait," I go, "that's my cousin." And I was like, "What? What are you talking about?" I'm like,
"That's my cousin."
He goes, "You're playing with his son." And he's like, "Huh?"
Well,
I was like, "Theo Richard's my brother."
Yeah.
I go, "And I go, and that's little Richard's dad." I go, "We're all family." And he's like, even Theo Daniel's cousin's with him. And he goes, "Really?"
It was funny. It was very funny because similar conversation. "Well, I'm playing. Who are you playing with, mijo?" "Well, Noah and Noah's uncle." "Oh, your cousin." "Huh? That's your cousin too. Noah's uncle is your cousin." "Okay, your cousin." "Richard and Sylvia and Daniel are all brothers, which makes them my cousin, which makes them your cousin." He scratched his freaking head. I was like, I'm out. Okay, let me put it to you this way. Since I don't know who my dad is, so I don't know any family from my dad's side, so everything's my mom. Okay, Tia Diana, cousin Diana is from grandpa's side of the family. Richard, Sylvia, Daniel are from my grandma's side of the family. I don't get it. Okay, we're just cousins, okay? We're cousins. And yeah, they play like literally, but dad, and now he pulls the same, like when I try to play Call of Duty with my friends, "Babe, but Chris needs me." Like I'll throw that little like sad face. They need me, man. Now JoJo's doing the same shit, but no one needs me, mom. Like freaking kid. My wife's like, when he makes comments like that, she looks at me. I'm the one that gets in trouble.
That's funny.
But since the reason I have you on the podcast is since it is Autism Awareness Month, you had to put your career on hold to raise your son, if I'm correct.
Yeah, well, we had to just figure things out with him. I think we started noticing when he was like about before his third birthday.
So the doctor didn't notice it before he was even born?
Well, now that I look back, well, you kind of can't really. I mean, there are tests that you can have.
There's tests done, now. I saw a show one.
But back then, there wasn't really anything. Most of the tests that are done is mostly to figure out if they have, like, Down syndrome. You know, the whole amniocentesis. They put that needle, and then it's also scary to have the needle because it can also affect, like, the baby and all that stuff. But back then, there wasn't really any tests like, oh, let's test the mom for this. You know what I mean? It was mostly more just for that, you know what I mean, to find out if the baby had Down syndrome.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, looking back at the pediatrician that he did have, he was, I noticed him doing certain things and asking, you know what I mean? Like they ask, like, they'll ask you, like, when you fill out information, like, can he sit? Can he do this? Can he do that? And basically what it is autism's like a disorder where you kind of, like, they're behind on milestones. They don't have, like, good eye contact. They're, like, they can't really function very well. They're socially awkward at, like, in social gatherings, you know what I mean? They can have repetitive motions. And so growing, like, when he was younger, I really didn't see much. I wasn't really looking for it, I guess you can say.
Right.
Because I had Mia to reference, because I already had Mia prior to Christopher.
Right.
And I remember people asking, like, when he covers his ears, didn't that give a sign? I was like, well, no, because Mia used to cover her ears when we would be like at a, you know what I mean? You go into the toilets when you're the public restrooms, those suckers are loud.
Yeah.
So you see all kids covering their ears that like parents take into the restrooms with them. So I was like, no, but yeah, like I think it was about when he was 2.5, we had a new pediatrician, which that is like an awful story as it is, but like the pediatrician office that we had, it's by a different pediatrician. He has his own office, but this was like his practice.
Okay.
So then he had one guy and then he left, I think, to open his own practice. For some reason, we thought he said he was moving to like Kentucky, but he had a really hard accent. So it was kind of sometimes to not understand what he was saying. So later on, we saw like a billboard with his name and Mia's like, I thought he left to a different state. I'm like, I did too, but I guess not.
Wow, he didn't want to deal with your kid. That's messed up.
But yeah, I was just kind of like, I noticed that he wouldn't say certain words. Like, well, he would say, you know, someone would enunciate two, but it sounded like he would only hear like two. Like he wouldn't say the whole word.
Yeah.
So I brought it up with the pediatrician. And I was like, I think he may have like a language disorder. I mean, for me, I thought it was maybe he just was having trouble speaking.
And here I am freaking out because they told us JoJo might be colorblind.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You have more problems than just colorblind.
he'll get through it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just kind of weird. And I noticed, though, they sent me to his but what made me realize it was, like, at his third birthday. We usually would have, like, their birthdays at my in-laws' house. Since we already had moved to Lancaster, we went back down to Oxnard so that all the family can be there because not everybody was able to, like, drive up.
Right.
So we had his third birthday there, and I remember my in-laws were like, hey, we want to get a clown. And this clown they had seen at somebody else's, like one of their friends' birthday parties thing. And he was a clown that wasn't just making balloons. It was like an entertainer. Like,
all up in your face type clown.
Yes. But it was kind of like, not a scary clown, you know what I mean? But it was just kind of like, oh, la, da, 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 like just trying to get like the environment, like people going and things like that. And then, so he had the kids gathered. So then I have a friend that had twins 2 weeks prior to Christopher being born. So we were pregnant at the same time. And, you know, they say twins, sometimes they reach their milestones later. And then once they reach to a certain point, then they're not, you know what I mean? If they're behind, then they know something is more wrong. If they just keep going, you know what I mean? So they were also quiet, you know what I mean? And I would always tell, people would call me like, oh, he's fine, you know what I mean? Boys don't talk as much. They'll grow out of it. You know what I mean? They'll, when they get to a certain point, they'll start speaking or they'll start, you know what I mean?
Because they say boys learn stuff. It takes longer for boys to learn things that girls learn faster. Which is true.
It's not. Yeah. Well, I mean, I noticed they had said, well, he was always quiet. Didn't that like give you like a sign? I was like, well, no. I go, my brothers were quiet. I go, when they would play, they would sit there and play until it was like, Mom, Daniel hit me, or Mom, Jono won't let me do this, or Mom, Richard's picking on us. That was the time. And then eventually they got older. I mean, because they knew how to play themselves. They would play and entertain themselves, and they weren't very like, oh, I need you to play with me. You know what I mean? They would learn. Back then, we didn't have all the
Switch, Xbox, PlayStation.
You know what I mean? We did have. I grant you did. I mean, I did have
Nintendo?
The original Nintendo. I had the Atari 5200.
Oh, I love going to your house for that. Yeah.
We had that, you know what I mean? So, but them being small, they didn't play it as much as, they were always going outside playing with the neighbors across the street. They had Stuart, they had Adriana, they had all these kids that they played with in the neighborhood. And so they were always quiet when they were indoors playing. So I didn't have like something's wrong with him until the birthday party. And the clown was asking all the kids their name, and he asked the two twins, my friend's boys, what's your name? And they were able to answer it. And then they came to my son, who is the same age as them. They're 3 years old at the time.
And he
put the microphone to his face, and all he wanted to do was grab the microphone and put it in his mouth. And I was like, wait, something's different here. Because I didn't have, I mean, they say don't compare your kids, but I didn't have anything to reference it. I just had Mia. You know what I mean? He was like, and my son is very oral. Like, you cannot leave anything around that's like rubbery.
Yeah.
Because for him, it's like, ooh, I want to put it in my mouth. It's chewy. I want to bite on it. So I have this like, it's like a rocket air blower thing that you use for your lens to like blow it.
Yeah.
So you blow the dust off and all that. And of course, I left it out on the counter, totally forgot. And then I see him sticking it in his, I was like, no, give me that right away. But yeah, I went to the doctor, and that's when I told him, I'm like, you know what? His speech isn't very well. They asked him questions and he wasn't able to answer it. Can I get you know what I mean? Is there a referral that I can get to maybe a speech therapist, someone to help him? You know what I mean? Because I remember the only reason I remember a speech therapist, because my brother Richard had to go to one. Because he would say his R's, he would say with the U.
Okay.
So he's like, I'm going to go to my room instead of I'm going to go to my room.
Yeah.
But that was, so I was thinking maybe since he can't enunciate all his words right, maybe that's what is going on. You know what I mean? And then so when I went and I went and I was able to get the appointment, she started looking at him. She was asking his questions. And then she goes, you know, I can't diagnose him or anything like that, but I do work with a lot of kids with autism. And I look at my husband, I'm like, okay. And then she's all, but you should go and to the district, and then they can have a psychologist look at him and evaluate him.
Right.
So just, and I was like, okay. So she goes, just call the school district that you're in, and then make an appointment and say, you know what, I think my son needs to be evaluated. And they're like, so she's like, so do that, but we'll still keep him and do speech with him, because she thought it was just that he was able to talk. He was able to talk. He can say certain little words. You know what I mean? He loved Dora. Well, it's not Dora that he loved. It was Boots. He loved the little monkey.
Okay.
And, but of course you can never find anything Boots by himself. It's always with Dora.
With Dora, yeah.
So I was like, I just want the monkey. I don't want the doll. Yeah. So, but he would always love to watch it. And I mean, I have videos of him saying verde, verde, azul, azul. Because you know how they always repeat everything. And
yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, he talks. You know what I mean? So, but for her, she meant talk, like conversation, like how we're having a conversation.
Yeah.
For me, he was talking. He had his little words. Like Mia would say her words growing up. And then once she reached, I think, 2.5, 2 years and 3 months, that's when she started putting more of the sentences together and little things. You know what I mean? Because when we moved here when she was like a week old.
Okay.
That's when we got our house. Excuse me. And then she was, you know what I mean? She grew up here. So it was, and then so at the time, my husband worked at Arrowhead. So that was in San Fernando. So he would commute. So all day from the morning till night, he would get home. He would commute to there, which it was about the same because he was the reason why we had picked it because he had a friend that was like, hey, they're doing houses in Lancaster. You know what I mean? Why don't you check them out? They're brand new. And so that, and then where we lived in Port Hueneme, I mean, it was a perfect condo that we lived at. I mean, it was bigger than most condos that are there. It was like over 1600 square feet for a condo, whereas the condo that my dad lives two streets down, like the way over there, he his was like only like 900 and something square feet. It was small, but they started adding like more things. Oh, we're gonna add this, we're gonna add that. So we started our, what is it, the association fees, our regular payment and our association fees started to rise up, and it was equaling to like a house, a regular house payment, like might if we would add a house, back. So at that time, he was already commuting from where we live to the valley.
Okay.
So he it was used the to same
it.
Commute. So
he was used to it.
He was used to it, but it was just different freeways. You know what I mean? So it wasn't bad. So with her, it was just me and her. I would speak to her. So she didn't speak as much. She spoke, but it wasn't as, you know what I mean? She didn't pick it up like if she was around a lot of adults.
Right.
So I didn't really have a lot to reference with the whole talking thing and all that. So when she evaluated him, she goes, no, okay, we got to start from scratch. You know what I mean? We're going to do this. She would do exercise. So yeah, we were able to get a referral. So now, I mean, he still sees her since then from 3 years old, and he's going to be 14 this year.
Wow.
So our insurance really doesn't really like us. They're like, dang, we got to pay for this child from since he was 3 years old.
Hey, your husband's a police officer. He deserves it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I what's the difference between, so what's the difference between what your son has and to the adults that act like they're 5 years old? That's not the same thing, right?
Well, it just depends on severity of it. There's some, like, okay, he got evaluated by the school, the psychologist, and then when they started talking about how they were going to change the whole healthcare system and the whole Affordable Care Act and like how people were iffy about it. You know what I mean? That some people were saying that they were scared that maybe their kid might not get services. And so our speech teacher's like, you know what? I'm going to send your pediatrician, which luckily we got a new pediatrician and it was like, he got a new one, which is wonderful. Now he's pat because he's Latino. He speaks Spanish, and everybody that needed a Spanish-speaking doctor is over there. So before, like, anybody found out about him, I mean, we were able to get in same day, no big deal. If you know what I mean? Now it's like, maybe you need to go to urgent care if it's that bad. You know what I mean? It's like, no! But we won't go anywhere because he's been with the kids, you know what I mean,
long.
Since they were small. Yeah. So they already know, you know what I mean? So, but the prior pediatrician was an ass. Oh my God, he was awful. Sorry, my language. But
it's all right.
With the whole hearing and all that stuff, and then she's like, maybe with the hearing, you need to go get his ears checked. You know what I mean? So I had him, I go, you know what? Can you get his ears checked? Because this speech therapist was like, he can say he's not pronunciating his words right, and it's not that he can't move his tongue or anything, just maybe get his ears checked to make sure. And then also Mia was preschool at the time.
Sorry, I'm paying attention. It's just that I just got pictures of the God kids. That's why I'm like, I'm responding back to them. So I'm sorry. So if you're looking at me like this, cabrón's not even paying attention. I'm getting pictures of the God kids. Oh, where's it at?
The tire's hiding. You see, now you know what the teachers.
Yeah.
Change your background.
Right? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. So, yeah. She's like, just having checked the ears. but his preschool, Mia's preschool teacher also had a son that was autistic. And then so I would pick, when I would pick her up, I would take Christopher with me. She would see him. She's like, oh, okay. So then one day I asked her, I was telling her about it because I already knew her son. And I go, hey, they told me that he might be autistic. What did you do? You know what I mean? I was asking questions. Yeah. I was trying to pick her brain. And she was more than happy. I mean, I'm still friends with her on Facebook with her and everything. And I think at her time, her son was going to go into high school. So she was already well into the journey of this autism journey that she was with her son. So she said that her niece, she had noticed that her niece was kind of the same way. Like, she would ask her questions and then sometimes she wouldn't answer. And they're like, is she not here or she's just ignoring us?
Yeah.
So finally her sister's like, she told her sister, go and take her. Just go take her to the doctor. I mean, what's going to hurt? You know what I mean? Your copay. You know what I mean? Go pay the copay. It's better than waiting and it gets worse if something is wrong. So then she had to get tubes in her ear. I guess she had earwax that was built up.
Oh, wow.
So that wasn't letting her hear. So everything was muffled. So she goes, now it makes sense when we would be on, I think it was her right side, she says, so when they were on her left side, when she would ask her questions, she answered it. But when she was on her right, she was like, right. Like, what? You know what I mean? She didn't hear anything. So it was, so then she's like, and I was explaining to her about Christopher. She's like, yeah, you should have him check. So when I made the appointment, he's like, oh, he has earwax in there. It'll come out by itself. Buy these drops and just put him in his ear. So, I mean, that was a challenge in itself because he didn't like anybody touching his ears. Still now, like, when he's bugging me and pinching me, and I was like, I'll go touch his ear, and then he knows, like, he'll take off and leave me alone. Like, I know, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but they wouldn't go away, and it wasn't going away. And then he's like, I'm going to send you to an audiologist specialist to see, you know what I mean, to make sure that he can hear. So I go and she checks his ears and she goes, no, I need the ears to be clear of earwax. I'm like, okay. So I went back. I go, she wants it clear. Is there any way to get it? You know what I mean? You go in there and clear it out. He goes, no, the drops will work. She can do the test. And he was like, no, she can do it. She can do it. He was an older, like, gentleman. And go back again. And she's like, he said the drops, and she goes, no, it needs to be cleared. I cannot see him. The ear canals need to be free of anything. Earwax. I mean, anything, you know what I mean? And so we go back. This time, my husband comes with me, and then he's like, look, she can do it. He was trying to be a hard ass, whatever. And then so husband's already in the, like, he's already been graduated. He's already out, and he's like, look, he puts on his, like, basically, top voice. What the doctor was saying, I don't want to waste my chips on a referral where he can get a bigger kickback on another referral, I guess. That's what he was trying to say. I don't want to waste my chips on a referral on an ear cleaning that this drops can take it out. I'm like, well, basically, she's not saying that she's not going to see him. So my husband's like, no, I need that referral. I need you to send out my son. I need him to be seen by an ear specialist that can clear this out.
Right.
So reluctantly he did it, and luckily he was like awful to other patients and they complained also. So I mean, he got out, we got our new doctor that we have, but we went to the doctor, and so they cleared out his ear, and when she took it out, she flushed it out and everything, she said there was a rock hard piece of earwax. She goes, there was no way that was going to come out with those drops.
Oh.
Those drops are for earwax. It's soft. She goes, this was like rock hard. Like, it hardened.
Yeah.
She goes, and it cleared out. So then little by little, we noticed that now he was starting to hear, and we were starting to hear him say the words.
Okay.
Like, two, you know what I mean? It wasn't just wa, to. And it was like, he was enunciating. So that was part of the issue. And I mean, we don't know how long that was in there.
Right.
So, yeah, and then so finally we just started doing that. We got the appointment with the psychologist. They evaluated him, and you know what I mean? And it just went on from there. They're like, yeah, he's most likely, I mean, with the psychologist, it's most likely he has autism. Most likely he has this. It's not a secure.
The reason I asked that question earlier was because, again, back to family and meeting family, I was working at Walmart at the time, and some of the guys get happy when I say Walmart 2032. Shout out to Walmart 2032. That's the one on Rose. I was in produce, and my cousin Diana, who recognized me again because of that actor or whatever, comes
there
up.
There goes Elijah Woods.
Elijah Woods, and
Walmart.
And so she came up to me. She goes, "Hey, how you doing?" And I'm like, "Okay, you random stranger." And then she was like, she looks at her mom, and this is Alicia's son. And I was like, "Oh, dale. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa! Now you're getting a little too personal here." And then like, she's like, "You don't remember? Yeah, you don't remember us?" I'm like, "I'm sorry, but I remember her." And I pointed at my cousin Margie, who acts like a 5-year-old, and she's, I think, 50.
Okay.
And she's in her 50s already. I'm like, "Yeah, I don't remember you, but I remember her because she would come over to my grandma's house." And okay. I remember her, and I always remember. I mean, back then, you don't know. You're a kid. So I was like, well, you know, this lady is... Because Andres also had a brother, if I'm correct, or has a brother. The same thing. And he always had, like, those pamphlets from the Greyhound.
And Christopher does a lot of that.
Yeah.
He always had... the flapping a lot, but it's the noise.
Yeah.
The noises that he makes, and I recognize it. And I started thinking back. I was like...
From back in the
wait
day.
Wait a minute.
Uh-huh.
Andres's brother. I remember going to their house in El Monte.
Yeah.
And I remember going to their house. It's Andres, Martin, Chuy.
Yeah.
Is it Chuy? It's Chuy, I think.
I believe
and,
so, yeah.
And I remember. And I was like, wait a minute. He's this, you know what I mean? Noise is so familiar.
Yeah. So again, like I said, that clicked. And I was like, yeah, but I remember her. And then she told me, okay, well, that's.
I don't remember you.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much. Sorry, Diana. But she was like, no, this is your grandpa Tony's sister that makes us cousins. And this is Margie. And now, okay, Margie, that makes it. Okay. And again, I recognized her because of her.
Something about her stood out.
And, and no, my kids, Layla would get her to dance. Like before Layla left and we would go visit, she would get Margie, dance. And she would like start dancing and then like making like the, like she would connect with the kids because they were kids and she acts like a kid. So yeah, the only thing that worried me about that kind of, it scared me a little was that Margie got to the point where she's using her body as a weapon when she doesn't want to get changed or she's knocked my tia on her ass a couple of times. And luckily Diana lives, you know, apartment over. So Diana will rush over there and address it. But, have you got to that point where he's using his body as a weapon?
He's always pinched. He's always, like when he was younger, he would pinch and I would have little scabs on my arm.
Oh no.
Uh-huh. So that was the only way. And for him, I can't have babies around. Like when it hears a baby, when I'm somewhere and I hear a baby cry, I'm on alert.
Yeah.
Because for him, he thinks when a baby cries, if he goes and pinches them, that they'll stop. I was like, baby, they don't stop. You can't do that. So I have to grab him. Now he's a little better and more like once I hear it, I'm more proactive. I'm like, all right, let's go over here. Let's go over there. I'm like, oh, come here. You know what I mean? But, he has like when he does get angry, like when you tell him that he has to do something, he doesn't like it. I mean, like any kid, you know what I mean?
Jojo does that shit.
He's a teenager, you know what I mean? It's like, you gotta go put your clothes in the ropa sucia. Ropa sucia. And it's like, bud, you gotta do your chores. You can't sit there on your phone all day or your tablet.
Yeah.
You gotta do your stuff. And or like when he's doing schoolwork or he has to do something, he gets mad, he tries to pinch. And then when I block him, he ends up trying to go and bite.
Oh.
You know what I mean? That's like the most severe. He hasn't like pushed. He hasn't got to that point yet. But he's only 14. A lot of them are like, you know what I mean? Once he gets older. But I have noticed that like when he tries to like, he likes to grab lips. Like if you have full lips, it's because it's squishy.
Yeah.
Like I go back to the things that are squishy. He likes to feel squishy. So he tries to go and then I'll move his hand. And then now he's starting to grab my other hand. And I was like, okay, little boy.
All right. Time to whip your ass. No play. how's his memory? And I'll get to that. Why I'm asking. How is his memory?
His memory on certain things is very well. But I don't know if it's his memory when I tell him, I told you to go do this. You know what I mean? It depends on certain aspects. Like he started off loving to draw and he would draw. He likes to cycle through cartoons And so he loves the credits of the cartoons.
Oh, wow.
And he will draw those out by memory.
Wow.
So, like, say a cartoon, like, they animate it, and the end comes, it's the word, but if the end comes out here in the queue, and or whatever, however the word it is, he will draw it in that sequence.
Wow.
And then he'll color coordinate it to what he does. Now he figured out a program on his phone and on his tablet, and he does it on there instead. But he has those memorized, and he'll do it.
The reason why I ask is I think a couple years ago, my wife's cousin was staying at her dad's house here in Monrovia, because they purchased another house in Connecticut, and in the meantime, before they can close,
escrow.
They were staying here, and since my wife and her cousin, that's what I noticed that last month in Adelanto. My wife is just, I see that she's more close to her cousins than she is everyone else, and which makes it the environment even better. So her cousin has, like, I hope I don't insult anybody, 8 kids, and the wife was like, you know, I'm gonna invite my cousin to come over. So to give her dad a break, because, you know, older couple, obviously him and his wife, and get all these kids out of the house for a while. She would invite them over here. We have the space. We have big property. And yeah. Henry, this kid, I only knew them for 2 months, but I swear I almost cried when they said goodbye.
Aww.
Yeah, Henry. He would remember everything you would tell him, and he would come over one day, and he's like, can we watch the Godzilla versus something? And I'm like, okay, buddy, next time you come, okay? All right, okay, cool. Next time came, hey, so are we gonna watch that Godzilla movie? I'm like, because remember, you said on this time,
some of them are very,
you were wearing a Mandalorian t-shirt, and you said that we can watch them. So I was like,
they're very like, if you say something there, like, you better follow through to that point. Christopher is more kind of like, you know, that photographic type of, like, writing things. Memory wise, sometimes he'll get to, like, he'll keep asking the same thing, but he repeats it. With him, it sounds like he's more of the higher functioning.
Yeah.
Like, there's different severities. There's different, like, severe, like, you know what I mean? Like, the other one where you said this still acts like a 5-year-old, you know what I mean? There's some that are very severe that never leave that point. And then Christopher's more kind of in the middle. He's not severe, but he's not high functioning. And that is usually, there's the high functioning where they can carry the conversation. They totally remember everything that you said. Yeah. Like, no, you said,
uh-huh.
You
know,
I help run there's a VIP program in soccer in AYSO, which is very important player, which is for kids with special needs. Well, I help with another person named Richard. He started off running it by himself, but then he started getting overwhelmed because we started getting more kids coming to play.
Yeah.
He started off with one player one season, and then before COVID hit, we had 40 players, 40 kids playing. So it was 3 different teams. So he needed help. Well, I was going to take it over because his daughter, and he, mind you, this man has no kids with special needs. He does this out of the kindness of his heart.
Oh, that's cool.
To run a program for other people's kids that have special needs. And you don't have, he has no self, like, it's not like he has any of his kids in there.
Yeah.
But he also, him and his wife also work at the high school with in the special needs classroom. So, you know what I mean? To him, it's, so his daughter was going to start travel ball for softball, and something happened. And he was like, you know, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to keep taking it over. He's like, can you take it over? So I was like, you know what? I'll help take over. But then something happened with the team. I don't know exactly what happened. So he didn't decide to do it. So he's like, I'll still help you. So I basically his assistant. He says co, but I'm like, no, you can run it. You can have head honcho stuff. I will take all the blame for stuff. I'll help with the other stuff.
Yeah.
So I have noticed with, like, you get the total different severity of kids there. And a lot of them who are high functioning, like, coach, you said this. And I was like, yes, 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 yes. Okay. Or so, a lot of them, I mean, they're so totally different. You know what I mean? You see the whole wide spectrum. And it's not just kids with autism on the team. It's like Down syndrome. Yeah. And even some of them are like, there's one little girl that she's like, coach, blah, blah, blah. Her dad always played sports with her. Oh my God, she can knock the ball out of the park. She can play soccer like nothing. Oh my God, it's so funny.
Yeah.
And they sit there and talk smack to each other. It's so funny. I'm like, hey, y'all need to stop.
Yeah.
They all look at me like, okay.
It was a I tripped out because first my wife kind of gave me the heads up and I'm like, okay, just be ready. You know, he temper and blah, blah, blah. Okay, cool.
It's different.
Yeah. So, okay, no problem. So when he called me out on my bullshit, I was like, all right. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. You have my kids and you have the rest of her kids that don't want to watch this movie. So I took the laptop and I set him on the desk and I put a headset on and said, look, he didn't have the ear thing issue. He didn't mind. I put a headset on him and I found the movie online. And I was able to have him watch that specific. It had to be that one, not just any Godzilla movie.
It had to be that one. They have it in mind. Mm-hmm. You better give it to me.
So I let him. I put it on, and then we put the projector screen outside. So the rest of the family is watching the movie outside, and he's inside by himself in the living room watching this movie. We're watching our movie, and then you hear, like in the distance, like. It was the funniest, cutest thing ever. And he watched the movie. He finished watching the movie. He came and thanked me and everything. And but they're quick to, yeah, he is really good. And then at that time when they were coming around, I was planting grass. And I, at one point, like for like 2 months, you're not supposed to step on the grass. And he would love it because I would purposely yell at him, hey, get off my grass. He thought that was the most hilarious thing ever. Now, I'm not going to check him because he has autism. I'm not going to be like, get pissed off. My kids, what the hell, man? Get the hell off the grass. When it was to him, he would purposely go step on it because he wanted to hear me say, hey, get off my grass.
That was a way for him to joke with you.
Yeah.
To connect with you. He was connecting. Like what they say with autism, don't try to bring them into your world. Try to go into their world.
Yeah.
So, like, if you see them playing on the floor, play on the floor.
Yeah.
So, with him, he knew you were doing this. And the first time you probably told him, get off my grass, he thought it was funny. So, now he wanted to play with you. He was messing with you.
So, the one again, back to the grass, he was in the restroom. He was in the restroom. And his sister stepped on the grass. And I'm like, hey, get off my grass. And for that split 5 seconds of silence in the bathroom, that was the funniest thing ever. Everyone was laughing because he heard me all the way to the bathroom and he was laughing.
That's
from the bathroom.
Funny.
That, like I said, the day that her husband's whatever business he was in, he didn't come to the visits. He was working. He was like in Idaho, I think, whatever state he was in. I got to meet him like twice when he came to have a movie night one day. And then when he showed up in this really huge freaking van to pick up his family to take them to their new home. They ended up buying a house in Connecticut that was built in 1774.
Wow.
So they
pretty neat.
Yeah, they live in that house now and we'll get pictures of them once in a while. They've so grown, they're so big. But when they came up to us to say goodbye, it was the older boy. My wife's gonna kick my ass if she hears this episode. I don't remember his name. But Henry. And I gave them both a hug and I started like choking up. Like, oh my God, no. And they were only around for 2 months, but they made that impact. That kid was so, it's like, they weren't like, the mom would be like sometimes, hey, I'm sorry. No, it's okay. It's fine. He's being a kid. It's all right. And they got to come over and pretty much spread their wings and run because at the little house, they couldn't do that because they were at grandpa's house. Here, they would run and joke and play. And they did. Do we have the little couple of little girls? They're like, do we have to say goodbye? Yeah, I saw a picture recently. Henry got so tall. And, this one first birthday, my wife threw a birthday party because he's into dinosaurs and stuff. Since I'm okay at Photoshopping stuff, I Photoshopped him, like, kind of, like, scared, looking at a T-Rex, at a T-Rex. I'm like, can you pretend to look scared, Henry? He's like, yeah. And he, you know, and I took the picture and I photoshopped him next to a dinosaur. So on the birthday invitations, it was him in front of a dinosaur.
Oh,
he
cool.
thought that was the best thing ever.
That's so cool.
He loved it. And then his funny because his sister's like, well, can I take a picture too? Oh, come on. Come on.
Not everybody wanted.
Right? But
like, if he got his face on the thing, why can't mine?
Yeah, I mean, it was a different experience. Like I said, I knew about Margie. I knew about Andres's brother and our cousin, obviously. But, you know, when I saw you guys at the park and your son with his headset on, I was like, oh, you know, he's in my, because we tell the kids, because the boys have never seen someone like that. And like, he's special. He's special. He's more special than you are. He's smarter than you are. He's this and that. But, you know, like, that's what I told him. And they're like, that's cool. And it's, you know, I give you props for what I deal with in 2 months. You deal with it all your life. And, you know, and I mean, we've seen him. He's a good kid. He doesn't, you know, he's not all over the place. And you're doing a good job, Prima. You really are.
Thank you.
You really are.
It's challenging at times. You have multiple kids. It's sometimes you go asleep at the end of the day when you're going to go to bed. They're like, did I spend enough time with each of them?
Yeah.
Did each of them get, you know what I mean? You know that feeling sometimes if like, say one's like acting out. So you're spending more time with that one because you need to talk to them. You need to make them and reinforce like, hey, what you did wasn't good. And then you still kind of check on them because then you feel like, did I yell at them too much? Hey, are you okay? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard. One, I mean, I have 3 kids, so I feel like sometimes, like, you know what I mean? Did I spend enough time? Did each one get enough thing? Was I, you know what I mean? Was I cleaning too much and not paying attention to them? But now with him growing up, like when he was smaller, I felt kind of like, hey, did I give me enough time? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now you have to worry about the siblings. Like, you know what I mean? Like, our life is a little different. It's not, you know what I mean? It's not less, it's not more, but it's a little different because there's certain things we can't do.
Yeah. And what
got, you know what I mean? So
what wanted me to get you on the podcast was your video that I saw that was like your you know, pretty much God is saying, here, you know, I'm going to give you a kid with autism, and you're like pretty much saying, challenge accepted, bring it. You know?
Yeah.
So that was a cute little video. And I'm like, you know what? Let me see.
Thanks.
I just, whoever wants to be on the podcast is welcome to be on the podcast, and I'll ask, you know, whatever. And then when something comes to mind, it's like, well, let me ask. Because one day my brother Danny came over and I was like, I haven't seen you in years, bro. Let's go podcast. And he came in the garage and he sat down and everything. And then he's like, hey, do we really have to do this? I'm like, okay, never mind. Don't worry. You should have said no. You should have said no from the get-go. You should have said no from the get-go.
Well, some people get shy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You're
and, that, and you're not even like
in front of this.
This is like, it's just, it's a microphone, you know?
Yeah, the microphone scares some
people.
People
don't like to hear themselves also.
My wife.
So I don't know if I'll be able to listen to
it. She refuses to come back on the podcast because she hates her voice. But she did that one, that episode 10, so I give her props on that one. But she hates the sound of her voice. I sound goofy too, but I hate my laugh, so sometimes I catch myself or I throw my head back so that the microphone doesn't catch the full effect of the laugh. And but yeah, no, I appreciate you coming and sharing your story. And maybe one day I'll have your husband as from his point of view of police officer and everything that's happened lately. I've had Officer Ricky on here multiple times. Everybody's tired of Officer Ricky. They want to hear from a real police officer, the sheriffs, you know, the sheriffs, the guys out there really, really doing. Oh, this is gonna piss him off. There were guys out there really like.
I'm like,
you know what? I guess when they were jogging and the sheriff drove by and I told him, look, dude, there's a varsity team right there. That's varsity right there. Oh. And he's like, oh, the guys that just sit in their car and write tickets? Anybody can do that. I'm like, oh.
Oh, he said, a traffic cop.
He says, I do the real police work. I chase criminals. I'm like, oh, on foot. Oh, my bad. He's going to hate me for this.
Depends on every department. If you can do a foot chase or not.
Yeah. But yeah, again, I mean, thank you for doing this. Thank you for coming to the podcast. Thank you for sharing your story. And
thank you for having me.
And like,
thank you for bringing awareness to this.
Yeah, I mean, I was like,
this little part of my life.
Let's have it on here. Let's have her on here. But you're the one that suggested how push it towards April, and I said, okay, let's go. And you know, like I end every podcast, Prima. Thank you for writing with me.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Ride With Me, the Flat Tire Indie Podcast. You can also listen to us on iTunes, Spotify, and Podbean.